Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We're in the middle of the Crab Cake Tour, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got some Betty Boop scratch-offs here. I got some pink, some blue. We're doing our best. We're down at Luna Del C. It's also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I'm doing two for two. You buy two, you get two free. That's the way they do it at Window Nation. Go to windownation.com, learn more about that. And our friends at Goodwill as well. We talked about jobs this week. We talked about Junior Achievement this week. We had Mandy Snyder on from Junior Achievement. So you can check all that out at Baltimore. More positive. We've come downtown to eat Tony Asati's delicious Luna Del C crab cake. Tastes a little bit like the old Pimlico, I'm not going to lie. We're down here in Pratt Street. I've been coming here for years and years. Three blocks from where I lived for 19 years. I did a lot of opening days down here with our friends at Budweiser. Shout out to John Dow and George Acton. Doug Butchke's here. He is the event coordinator and a guy that does networking events. I don't know what to say to you. I said Doug's coming by today. And somebody said, what does he do? I said, does networking events, man. He knows people. He just does things and puts on crab cake events and does stuff like that. And you're based here in the area, and you put business owners together. Yeah. What I would
connect
say you
local
do, right?
Businesses, yes, sir.
For a long time,
9 years.
9 years. I feel like it's been longer than that. Mm-hmm. What are you cooking up on a summer day, 100 degrees? What are you doing, man?
Oh well, I do have a happy hour tonight at Guilford Hall Brewery across town. We do events once a month in each city, eight different cities throughout Baltimore, Howard, and Anne Arundel County. You know, normally 20, 25 local business people just trying to shake some hands and hand out some business
cards.
Well,
you always invite me, and there's a couple of things. There's always people and beer.
Right.
And usually, like, TV's got sports on, so I can watch the ball game, right? I
mean, they're very fun. They're very friendly. There's nobody needs another meeting in their life, right? These are fun events. We raffle off gift cards. We have a good time.
Well, let's talk about the heart of networking, because you know, I'm about to onboard. I have an intern. I was trying to explain to her my LinkedIn and this and that. I've been doing networking events because I'm a business owner all of my 31 years of doing this.
Yeah.
It's always been incumbent for me to find business owners who believe in what I'm doing, whether it's Nasty Nestor Sports, WNST, Baltimore Positive, going on a road trip, whatever the things were, is finding business owners that power the community. And business owners are always looking for other business owners, right? B2B,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
I don't know when networking became a thing. I feel like I didn't network at Water Street. I just drank, you know, after work 30 years ago. I would say in the last 15 years, networking events and after-hours events that, hey, you're going to go to a bar and unload, go to happy hour, take advantage of something. Why not do that in a business forum?
Correct.
As different than a social forum, you know?
Sure.
You're there to meet people. No, you're there to meet people that can be strategic for what you're trying to accomplish in your life.
Sure.
Literally.
And people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. So it's hard to meet somebody for the first time and then you do business with them. So you have to kind of get to know people a little bit. And how else better to get to know them than at a happy hour event?
I put a funny status up a couple weeks ago. And if I could find it real quick on Facebook, I would. But it was something to the effect of, a client will become a friend much faster and easier than a friend will become a client.
Yep.
Now, right? So if you're already my friend asking you for money, weird.
Right.
If I meet you in a work environment and we hit it off and there's a business transaction between WNSD Baltimore Positive and Level 10, then the chances are greater that we will become friends.
Correct.
And that's just true. That's true for Dennis Colatzos and Leonard Raskin and the people, humans, real humans who have supported me financially, spiritually, for what they're promoting. I sit here and I read ads all day and talk about that. But those are the people that have become my friends quicker than, hey, I know that guy over there. He owns a business. He'll sponsor me.
Right.
A lot of times that's not the way it works. I don't know why that is.
Right.
But it is a social dynamic in our country.
And it's not always you and me, right? I might start liking you, trusting you, and I know what you do, but I might not need your service. But I might get my hair cut like I did today, and
she mentioned
something that she needs.
Did you get your hair cut because you're on my podcast?
I already booked the appointment before I figured this out.
So,
but I'd like to say
you can look
this
up on the internet, because I'm not vain anymore, right? I mean, Chloe will tell you this. This morning I woke up and I looked like a grizzly bear. I had like silver. I was a mess. And I did radio all morning that way. And then finally I said, you know what? I'm going downtown. I'm having Ivan Bates on the show. I got politicians coming in here, important people. I got to shave, man. So I shaved this morning. So I shaved for you.
I shaved for you.
I shaved for you.
My haircut was already lined up.
But to your point, when you know I'll give you an example. I'm in Luna Del Sea right now, okay? So I invited you down. Ivan came down. I had Dave Sims staying down here. And I thought to myself, how many business owners do I know or people do I know right now that are within 10 blocks? And I live 3 blocks from here, right?
I remember.
So I know every business owner who's an individual business owner in Federal Hill. I know most of the downtown individually owned places. There aren't a whole lot of them. You know, there's Gourmet Sandwiches over there. That's a chain. Tony runs this joint, right? When I think of individual humans that run places, and I think about how that powers, like, what we're going to do, right? Knowing people that I can't meet Jimmy or John over there, nor would I want to when they're dead elephant in Africa. But I don't go into places where I don't respect the owner. I don't go into a lot of places that are more chain-oriented where it's not local.
Right.
And I think your networking thing is a great example of, you know, Walmart's not there, right? You know what I mean? I mentioned Budweiser. Mr. Big's not there.
Right.
It's a bunch of Dougs and Nesters that are putting businesses together from Pasadena to Hereford to Westminster to Bel Air. And we're all trying to do this together with each other, which is why I'm in Tony's place. When I did the crab cake tour, you know the best part of the crab cake tour? I would never go into a chain. Because chains won't serve a crab cake. And if they do, you wouldn't want to eat it. Right, so I knew I'd be dealing with local, the same places you want to network,
right?
Where you know the owner behind the bar, that he turns the key every morning and he's on that's what built this country,
For sure.
So, what's your networking match? What do you got coming up here that I need to be a part of? You want to tell me something about crab cakes? What do you got going on?
So, the local happy hours, we do them 8 times a month all over those 3 counties. But my big event that's coming up in September, we've done this every year. I call it, you know, it's hard to say 8th annual when we didn't do anything in 2020. But
nobody did.
It's 8th time doing this. But I get local restaurants and caterers competing to see who makes the best crab cakes.
See, don't make me a judge. I don't do best. I'm eating this crab cake right here, and this is the best crab cake right now.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
One right now, because it's in front of you.
Judging it. To me, when I went out, people still come, because God rest his soul, right? Traffic Jam Jimmy, right? Loved the Pappas crab cake.
Yep.
And he picked his crab cake. And I'm like, no, that's because if you love the old Pimlico crab cake, I mean, look at the jumbo lump in this.
Beautiful.
I mean, look, this is why I come out and do this, because there's local people doing this.
Yeah.
But chains don't do this. Right. Chains don't do crab cakes, Doug. You know that.
And that's why I do not have judges at these events, because they may know who they're voting for when they walk in. So every person at the event tries all the crab cakes, and everybody gets one vote. So you got 350, 400 people voting.
Oh, it's a democracy, is it?
Right. So first, second, and third place for crab cake, Maryland crab soup, cream of crab soup. And everybody gets some trophies and awards.
Cream of crab soup every year wins when it has the sherry in it.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the sherry in it. It can't win. It can be fine. It can be good, but it can't be great.
What's interesting is the first 2 years I did this, it was just crab cakes.
God, and crab
somebody
cake's
said, hey, you should do crab soup. So the third year, I said, great idea. We did crab soup. Found out very quickly, very difficult to compare your cream of crab soup to my Maryland crab soup. So all of a sudden, we got to have three categories
No. You need a fourth one now. I'm going to give it to you.
The
ready?
Blend.
The blend. Yeah.
Love the blend.
You got to go to red and white.
Choice.
Red and white.
But I don't know if it needs
a
category.
I never had a bowl of red and white until I went to Costas about 6-7 years ago. And I'm like, I'm from Dundalk. Everywhere I've ever gone, they've had cream of crab and Maryland crab. Nowhere I've ever gone did they combine it.
Right.
Right? I don't know if Tony does that here. I bet he does, because I saw both on the menu.
Right.
Maybe he would bring me a blendy. What do you think? This crab cake here, we're Luna Del Sea. This here is delicate. It is the Pimlico, or as he would say, a little take on the Pimlico recipe. Mm-hmm. He's got a buttery thing going on here that I'm really liking. Mm-hmm. He must have heard me talk about dipping crab claws in butter. He did it up. I eat a lot of crab cakes, man. That's a really nice crab cake.
It looks good.
Throw it on the top. Mmm. I feel bad about not sharing it with my wife. So for you, some of your vendors, give a couple plugs out for crab cake places and some winners.
Yeah, a couple winners.
My buddy Al, Al's won, Al's, right?
Chad, Al Seafood, yep. They won a couple of years ago.
Chad and I played Little League baseball. His father was part of running a little shack down in the Graceland Park. By the way, I got Luke Clippinger coming by. He ended his tour the other day in Graceland Park. That's where I played Little League, Eastwood Little League. So I played Little League with Chad.
Nice.
And I knew Big Al was a bone marrow transplant survivor for 30 years. He was in the original the testing, what do they call it, trials.
Right.
He was in the original trial, and he survived. Big Al was the best. And I'm not going to offend anyone when I say this because it's my wife. My wife ate 22 crab cakes in 30 days last year. And on the 29th of August, we went to Al's, and he had his new location because of the fire in Essex, right? We went over to German Hill Road, which is my, it's Dundalk. And I went into his kitchen, and my wife's like, man, I'm going to be glad when this is over. I want a friggin' steak, you know? I want some chicken, you know what I mean? Although we did stop at Royal Farms on Eastern Shore. And he made her a crab cake, and I swear to God, she took one bite of it, and she said, that's the best crab cake I've ever had. She said that to Chad. And I said, he's my buddy. You don't have to patch him. She's like, no. This is, you know, so my wife loves Al's crab cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of her favorites, for sure. Right. She made a big point of it. So at least there's some legitimacy here. My wife would approve of your winning crab cake.
No, everybody gets a vote.
Well, a couple hundred people voted, right?
Yeah,
so this is not,
exactly.
It wasn't me being that
Correct.
Guy, right?
Correct.
So who else has been involved?
The Port House Grill, Northeast Maryland. They won the first two competitions. Middle River Crazy Tuna, they won one year.
Crazy Tuna won?
Yeah.
All right, I was there the other day.
Last year was a gentleman who started, I don't want to say took advantage. He was thinking properly when COVID was going on, so he started a crab cake business to ship out crab cakes. So he's a caterer that he was shipping them out. It's called Corky's Crab Cakes.
Okay.
He won last year. So.
Are they all back this year?
Some of them are
back. What's the date now? I know when you told me, this was a big thing for you. You called me and said you wanted me to be a part of the crab, your crab. You don't call it a tour. What do you call it?
A crawl.
Crab cake crawl. Crab cake crawl. What's the date on that? I want to get it in my book.
It's Tuesday, September 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. And then from 8 to 10, we got our buddy Dave Teef playing music at the live
Dave
after party.
Dave was at my radio station 48 hours ago.
He told me.
Dropped
he
me off
to
some ID life, man.
Yesterday.
Absolutely, yep. man. He stopped by the place. So Tuesday the 13th.
Tuesday, September 13th.
And I got that. Well, you know where I'm going to be on the 11th, right? I mean, that's Ravens kickoff against the Jets.
Yep.
If you're interested in going on a bus trip with us, let us know. Throw me an email, ness@baltimorepositive.com. I'm going to try to run a bus up for the Jets game.
Yep.
But I've got a really important date on the 14th, and I want to make sure, I want to double confirm this date, because Pearl Jam's moved some dates. I want to make sure if I get the Pearl Jam tour that I get it right. I'm going to look this up and just make sure I'm going to the official Pearl Jam. Can I tell you a true story?
Sure.
I love Pearl Jam. So I went out to Oakland a couple weeks ago. The man who saved my wife's life, his name is Niels. He lives in Germany. We wanted to see him next month. Germany's tough, man. When they give you vacation, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to say, I want off the third week of July. Germany's rough, right? It's like he has his weeks, and if we want to spend time with him, we have to figure that out. Now, we haven't seen him in 5 years since Wembley. Since the Ravens played over there because of the plague.
Right.
Every time we've had a trip, we put an airline out of business. Wow Airlines, they screwed me. And we didn't go. And then the plague happened, right? And the plague happened again. So I wanted to go over to Europe, and I wanted to see Pearl Jam. And they opened the tour on June 14th in Amsterdam. And I thought, it's 2 hours from where he lives. Cheap to get into Amsterdam, relatively speaking. We booked everything, lined it all up, to go see Pearl Jam. We paid for the flight. 7 o'clock at night. I woke up at 4 in the morning. Pearl Jam moved the date. So I want to make sure that I'm not losing my mind. I'm in.
Great.
September 13th. The show that Pearl Jam's playing in Camden, New Jersey is the 14th.
Okay.
So September 13th, Tuesday, I'll be there. Where is it? Give everybody the details. Tell them how to find it.
Laurel Park.
Okay.
Beautiful, brand new ballroom on the second floor.
I know
we
that
held
ballroom.
Last
it is
year's
beautiful
event there. Everybody loved it. So we'll be back there. And 8 to 10 is the after party where we announce the winners with live music with Dave and his buddy Matt. And it's a fun event. There's early bird pricing
tickets,
right now.
Tickets, what's it cost?
$20 is the early bird tickets. You get samples of crab cakes, crab soup, beer, wine, casino night, DJ, live music. It's dinner, drinks, and a show for $20.
That's better than the races at Laurel for me, you know, I'd say, right?
Yep.
All right. Tell them how to find it. Let's get everybody out there. Level 10 Biz, is that the way they vote?
That's my website for my networking events.
Sure.
CrabCakeTasting.com will take you straight to the expo website.
All right. Well, Luna Del C participates.
I'll be talking to him.
You know what he told
me?
Do you do tartar on your crab cakes?
I love tartar, but whatever that Ramelade-looking sauce
from?
Is looks great. I'm
this
from here.
This is tartar. This is not remoulade. This is tartar.
Okay.
Where are you from? Where did you go to high school?
Severna Park.
All right, so you're a Falcon.
I'm local.
All right. Did they eat tartar sauce on crab cakes in Severna Park?
Probably where I
learned
it.
In Dundalk, we did not.
Probably where I learned it.
No, I'm telling you, we had cocktail.
Yeah.
Tartar sauce was for a fish stick, where I'm from. Tony makes this fresh, and Tony makes great food. I mean, I'm seriously, I've been coming here for years. So if he tells me, try the tartar, he says he doesn't eat it because he doesn't like tartar sauce, but I'm going to try it. And I'm going to be fair because I don't like most tartar sauces.
Okay.
So there's a place called I keep plugging this place, Davis Pub down in Annapolis. Yep. It's the best tartar I've ever had. It was a lemony, fresh thing. Conrad's Crabs also had a tartar that is plus. And I say plus, you could take a nice $20, $30 crab cake and grab it $50 a pound and put some sort of product on it. It doesn't need it. This right. crab cake does not need tartar. We right. pointed that out. But it tastes like tartar sauce. And it's fine. If you like tartar sauce, I'm going to eat the crab cake plain because I like it that way. Good. Doug Butschke's here. My mouth is full. When my mouth's full, the guest is supposed to talk. You know that's a rule.
Okay. So.
My mouth's not full anymore. It's over.
Missed it. Missed the opportunity.
It's good seeing you, man.
Yes, sir. You too.
Thanks for coming by. Doug Butschke's
yes,
here.
Sir.
Level 10, if you're a business owner and networking, I've been to Doug's events. They're great. It's great to have friends out. That's the reason we did the crab cake tour. His event is September the 13th. It's Tuesday night. Come on down to Laurel and participate. Get a crab cake. Get a beer. Why not? You know, the summer will be gone then. It'll be September. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. They'll have new scratch-offs. I'm doing Betty Boop here for one more week when we fire this thing up and when the soccer gods give Baltimore the World Cup on the 16th. We're hoping to be at a certain bar in Fells Point on the 17th celebrating soccer. So the 17th will be our next Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery as well as our friends at Goodwill and somewhere around here. Should have put this hat on. Window Nation. Buy two, get two free. You need new windows? I know where to get them.
I'm good. Thanks.
Go to Window Nation if you need them, though.
Okay.
All right.
Can I get two free if I buy two?
That's the deal. It's nice. This month. This month. Only this nice. Month. Act quickly if you can do that. My appreciation to Ivan Bates coming by. Tony Asadi down here. We're going to have Luke Clippinger stop by here and take us out. We're downtown. We're at Luna Del C. Somebody said, where's Luna Del C? I'm like, do you know where Camden Yards is? Do you know where the convention center is? Do you know where the Royal Farms Arena is? Smack dab between all. It's a block that way, and a block that way from all of them. And they make a great crab cake down here, and they have ice cold beer. And it's a place I have celebrated many, many opening days. Come on down here and bring business back to good local people like Tony, who's been down here doing this for 20 years. I'm Nestor. He's Doug. We'll be back for more. We're at Luna Del C. Wrap things up after this on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour live from downtown.